We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
While St. Patrick's Day officially begins tomorrow, forget that, the party. The festivities, the Irish festivities began last night, actually yesterday, because I was out and about at an Irish pub, and I can tell you St. Patrick's Day weekend, since it falls tomorrow on a Sunday, it is nonstop Irish whiskey, Irish beer, Irish food, and it is yours truly, Cigarro Dave, the Global O'General. And Global All Alpha Male in Chief coming to you today as we get set for St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers from the Odabaroff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar O City of Otampa. And I can tell you to get in the St. Patrick's Day traditions and St. Patrick's Day mood. First of all, this morning I started off with, in the shower, Irish Spring soap. And then for breakfast I had frosted Lucky Charms because
they're magically delicious.
And I shaved this morning with a very unique luxury Irish stout and seaweed soap. And then I use my Oshik razor, and I can tell you that my face is like a baby's O-bottom. And I'm going to be talking like this. Actually, I should talk like Mick the Brit when he does his little leprechaun impersonation as we enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Now, as always, we have to welcome two very important people who are always conduct tasting maneuvers with us when it comes to libationary maneuvers. First up, we have Sommelier Dave Kalanis. Sommelier Dave, long O-ashes to you, my friend.
General, long O-ashes back to you. This is going to be great. I love this festivities that we do. I kind of miss Mick. I wish he was here, but he'll be here in spirit, and it'll be fun. We've got a plethora of whiskeys to go through. Hopefully, I make it to the end.
Well, I've just spoken to Mick before we started the show, and I can tell you that he is fueled up, starting last night, fueled up every hour on the hour with about couple of gallons of Guinness just to get things going, but he's going to get into the hard Irish whiskey a little bit later on. We also have Tommy Diadio, or today Tommy O'Diadio, from the Davidoff Store Lounge and also Corona Cigars. He is the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement, as well as the General Manager of the Tampa location here. Tommy, as always, thank you for the hospitality. You have added some lovely Irish whiskeys, so we have a total of 24 Irish whiskeys we will be sampling today.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And I'll tell you what, I like how the first thing you said is you got to go for red breast. I am a breast man. I never met a large breast I didn't love, especially a large bottle of red breast.
I want to know what Baron's going to be dressed up by.
Pendragon's Royal Baron. Yes, you're very angry because I did not bring the puppy canine today. Baron is back at the Pleasure Palace with Sultan. And I have no idea what they are doing right about now. They're either snoozing or Baron is tearing up the place. One of the two. But in any event, Tommy, we have the red breast that you are you have brought to us, the Middleton 2017, the Red Spot 15, the Jameson Caskmate Stout. Tell me about that.
Well, it's Jameson finished off in a stout beer cask. They don't tell you which one it is, but it's Guinness.
Yeah.
Got to be Guinness. And then the Jameson 18, that's a good one.
Yes. That's something they got rid of, but they brought it back because everybody high demand.
Yeah, and we'll get to this, but Irish whiskey by Irish law, must be aged a minimum of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about 18 years. Yeah. That's six times.
That's a long time.
What by law is
the
required.
Red Spot's 15 years, and it's the first time it's been introduced to the U.S.
And we're going to talk with all about Irish whiskey because it has just exploded. But first, as always, I extend to you my long ash greetings and salutation, a long ash O snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, screw the enemies of straws, screw the enemies of soda, screw the enemies of steak. And by the way, I just heard something earlier today that there is, or this was earlier this week, and actually I tweeted out that there is a company now that is making vegan steak, vegan meat.
Wow.
No, correction, and my response was, I know, it's meatless meat is what they're calling it.
Okay.
Meatless meat. And my response was, meatless meat is not meat. End of discussion. I want real meat mooing from a cow, period. And last night, I can tell you, to get things going, I had some very nice steak, but I put a little bit when I prepared it. I did a little thing. I marinated it in some Guinness. And I can tell you, it was absolutely delicious, and we have some Guinness we will get to. But first up, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick. It is held every year on the 17th of March, the traditional death date of St. Patrick, who lived from 385 to 461, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. Now, St. Patrick's Day primarily initially was known as a Christian feast day in the early 17th century, and the East Orthodox Church, the Lutheran Church, the day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland. But it has evolved, much like Cinco de Mayo has, where it's really now just to celebrate everything Irish. And no matter whether you are Greek or Italian or you are Mexican or any nationality, everybody is Irish. Tomorrow, March 17th, on St. Patrick's Day, really we celebrate the heritage, culture of Ireland in general. And let's face it, it's become one giant party.
Yes, it
is. And that's what it's all about. By the way, Simone Dade, you are wearing a very nice an Irish ascot with the Irish hat. You, by the way, you look like the
Irish pimp.
You look like an Irish combination between an Irish pimp and the mascot for Notre Dame.
There you go.
Exactly. And on your ascot, got the leprechauns as wide. It says, eat, drink, and be Irish. And by the way, I don't know if you heard this poem, roses are reddish, violets are bluish. You probably didn't know St. Patrick's was Jewish. Bingo.
You learn something every day,
right.
Dave.
Little poem, exactly. That is correct. So St. Patrick's Day, no matter what your religion, no matter what your nationality, everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. And what's interesting is around the world it is celebrated, even in Asia or the Orient. I know that's not the politically correct way to talk about Asia, but I love being politically incorrect. So in the Orient, Japan, they celebrate it. In Korea, they celebrate it. Malaysia, in the Caribbean, you probably did not know this, but the island of Montserrat, very small island, known as the Emerald Island of the Caribbean because it's founded by Irish refugees from St. Kitts and Nevis. And Montserrat, one of three places where St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday, along with Ireland and the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Nice.
Probably didn't know that.
No.
And let's face it, in the United States on St. Patrick's Day, even if it's on a Monday, Tuesday, a Friday, whatever, it's a holiday Blow no matter what. Because I can tell you that every single St. Patrick's Day by noon, I'm out of Command Center Alpha to an Irish pub. We enjoy some sure. great Irish delicacies, Irish spirits, and we have a lovely time. Now, when we talk about St. Patrick's Day, we got to talk about, of course, great Irish delicacies and food. Tommy, what's your favorite?
The Reuben sandwich?
Reuben sandwich, corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage.
So here's the traditional Irish fare. Corned beef and cabbage, bangers and mash, which are the...
Bangers are
awesome. The sausage, right, with mashed potatoes. Shepherd's pie. Mm-hmm. Love shepherd's pie.
Problem is, shepherd's pie, a lot of places, is not made right. That's why...
In what way?
They just slop mashed potatoes on top of it. They don't double cook it and make it get all brown. That's how I like shepherd's pie.
That's correct. It's got to be... You're exactly right. It's got to have a nice crust.
Yes.
I totally agree on it. Fish and chips.
Yes.
It's very big. A lot of lamb. We see baked lamb, lamb and turnip stew. And for dessert, some Guinness ice cream.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
Guinness.
But when you think about it, corned beef and cabbage pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, even Italian restaurants
right,
on St. Patrick's Day are serving corned beef and cabbage. So you can't go wrong. So when we talk about all of those various delicacies, then we talk about Irish whiskey and Irish beers, it's just one giant feast and celebration. So Sommelier Dave, let's talk about Irish whiskey. First of all, Tommy, you... As the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, all three there on the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa, you have seen an increase, a large increase in the popularity of Irish whiskeys the last few years.
Actually, especially in the cask finishes. They do a sherry cask now, rum cask, bourbon cask. Thielen does a multi-cask one.
That's what the Scotch have been doing
yes.
also for a long time, and I think the Irish picked up on it. The whiskeys are great. They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But when you do it with those rum casks or sherry casks.
The Omardu one is really good.
It just adds something more to it, the flavor profile and all
yes.
that. You get so many more nuances, whether it's the cherry out of it or almond or whatever it is.
And the new Redbreast Lusita is the one that we'll be tasting today. That's a sherry cask, which is actually one of my favorites because I love sherry.
Yeah, I do too. I don't drink a lot of scotch, but if I'm going to drink scotch, it's Glenfiddich 15-year-old because it's triple-barreled port, sherry, and bourbon barrels it's aged in, and it just gives you so much great flavor and nuances for the whole thing.
Yeah, and you can really never go wrong with, I think, any of the Irish whiskeys. They're very smooth. And, Samadhi, Dave, talk about the differences between Irish whiskey and, say, American whiskeys and Scotch whiskeys.
Well, with the Irish whiskeys, which go back centuries, they were the leading whiskey in the world. And then they had some issues back in the 1700s where they all about disappeared. They went from about 30 distilleries down to three. Irish whiskeys are triple distilled, where most of your whiskeys are double distilled. Mm-hmm. And at third distillation, it softens the whiskey. And most of the malt that they use is unpeated. So you don't get that smokiness, that big, bold flavor like scotches have.
Right.
You have a really nice, smooth whiskey to begin with, and they're easier to consume, especially neat, you know, which I would rather have a neat drink or one that's made with a mixer or something like that.
And when you think about Irish whiskey, you think they are definitely have that, it's just a little smoother, you don't have, it's not as sweet as an American whiskey or a bourbon.
Because it is in corn.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And it also doesn't have that peatiness that a lot of the Scotch whiskeys
do. Right.
And
it's unpeated.
Yeah, we've seen massive growth. I mean, 15% a year for the last 5-plus years.
Correct. And the distilleries that have come on now, it went down to three. Now they're up to 8 to 15.
Thielen, Tomardu.
They're coming online more and more and more, and it just shows you the popularity. And the thing is, they're very affordable.
Yes.
We have a nice range here, but you can still get some really nice whiskeys in that $20 range all the way up to $80.
And the problem I have with Irish whiskey is people need to go outside the box of Jameson. There's so many great Irish whiskeys. Drink something else. Stop drinking Jameson.
Because that's what they know.
Oh, yeah. They just know Jameson.
They just throw that name out. Give me Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
We have an issue in this country with people being adventurous.
Yes.
And quit just saying the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you hit it on the head talking about at one time Irish whiskey was very, very popular. Then it went into decline. serious decline. And you're right, they were down to like three distilleries. And now there's been a massive, massive resurgence. And when you look right now, there's probably, I'm counting at least maybe 15, 18 distilleries from Bushmills all the way to the northern portion of Ireland, Middleton all the way to the south. But a huge renaissance with more capacity coming online.
Sure. And what happens with fuel stuff like this, I know a lot of people that love scotch. They'll go to Scotland, they'll hang out, and they'll do the distillery row and all that. Well, you're starting to get that with the Irish now. They're going to Ireland. They're staying for a week, 2 weeks, and they're starting to hit distillery after distillery after distillery. That's going to fuel a lot of great stories when they come back home to America, and that's just going to get somebody else interested in going to Ireland rather than going to Scotland.
Interesting. There are 14 new distilleries planned or under construction in Ireland right now, including the St. James Gate Distillery in Dublin, Diageo, which announced plans to invest 25 million euros, so about like $35 million, in developing a distillery at an old building at the Guinness Brewery.
Yes. Wow.
So they're getting, they're just seeing the renaissance, the resurgence. It is definitely growing, no question about it. Now, let's talk about the legal definition of Irish whiskey. Just like Scotch has a legal definition, as does bourbon. First of all, Irish whiskey must be distilled on the island of Ireland, comprising either the Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland, from a mash of malted cereals with or without whole grains of other cereals, and which has been sacrificed by the diastase of malt concentrate, fermented by the action of yeast, distilled at an alcoholic strength of less than 94.8% alcohol by volume, subject to the maturation of the final distillate for at least 3 years in wooden casks, such as oak, not exceeding 185 U.S. gallons. Additionally, the distillate, only water and plain caramel coloring may be added. And let's face it, most of the distilleries today, they're not putting any caramel coloring.
No.
With 3 years of aging, there's no need
to. It's coming right from the wood, that color.
Irish whiskey must have a minimum of 80 proof or 40% alcohol by volume. And there are additional technical specifications for the three varieties of Irish whiskey. There's single pot still, single malt, single grain, and blended. So basically, when we talk about blended, it's kind of like just a regular Scotch whiskey.
Right, Scotch.
You know, when you think of a Scotch whiskey, you think of Dewars. It's blended for maybe 30, 40 different types of whiskeys, whereas single malt, one whiskey, that's it.
Well, it's one distillery, and that's how it
is. Oh, one distillery. Oh, in Scotland, it's one distillery.
Right. So when you get a Dewars, they're getting it from McAllen's, they're getting it from Belvini, they're getting it from Glenfiddich.
Right.
And that's the same with the Irish whiskeys. You can get it from one distillery, that's a single malt.
They consider that a single malt.
Right. It's like a, it's hard to wrap your brain around it at times, especially when you've been drinking.
And here's the other little the caveat for the legal definition. The maturation or the aging of the Irish whiskey must take place on the island of Ireland.
Yeah.
So you can't ship it to the United States to let it age. You can't ship it
to just like tequila
Scotland.
Has to be done in Mexico.
Right. And any age statement, just like any age statement on bourbon here in the United States or a Scotch whiskey, must refer to the age of the youngest whiskey. So if they use a 5-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 75-year-old, they can.
It's a five-year-old. Yeah, correct.
So that is the youngest. And a little side note that many people may not realize, although traditionally spelled, whiskey is spelled with an E, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, Irish whiskey may be marketed as Irish whiskey without the E, W-H-I-S-K-Y. And we see that sometimes with Scotch as well. So very interesting. And today, Sommelier Dave, you have come up with I brought some, you brought some, Tommy brought some. We have a total of 24 Irish whiskeys. So, Sommelier Dave, give us the lineup, please.
We're going to start with Duhins, Donegal Estate, Slane Castle, Lambay Small Batch, Lambay Single Malt, Tullamore Dew, the 12-year-old from Tullamore Dew, the 14-year-old from Tullamore Dew, the Rum Cask from Tullamore Dew, the Cider Cask from Tullamore Dew, Irishman's Founder Reserve, a 12-year-old Irishman, and a small batch Irishman. Kinahan's Small Batch, Kinahan's 10-year-old Single Malt, Five Farms Irish Cream. Here's your favorite. Bushmills Black Bush.
Who doesn't like Bush?
Bushmills Red Bush.
Where's, is there Blonde Bush, too?
Well, we have your Red Breast, Lustop.
Oh, well, that's not blonde, but okay.
Middleton, the 2017 vintage, the Red Spot 15-year-old, Jameson's Castmate Stout, and a Jameson 18-year-old.
Now,
and a bunch of drinks in the middle.
That's right, some libations. Now, does we have the Bushmills Black Bush, the Bushmills Red Bush. There's no Bushmills Blonde Bush. I forgot to ask, is there a Bushmills Brazilian, meaning no bush?
I'm sure there is. Nowadays, there's a lot of no bush.
Could not resist. By the way, you can say that on the air, because just like President Bush, that we're just referring to
no bush.
Bush. That's it. I mean, who doesn't like Bush? That's what I say. You know, maybe... Although today, you never know because, hey, they're different persuasions, as we know.
Yes, there are.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for our harem, we like
My grandmother used to always say, have fun, honey. So everybody's having fun out there.
Have fun. No question about it. All right. So, Tommy, let's get things started off here because even though we're going to get to Irish whiskey, there are some beers that we will get to, and we've got one particular that we'll start off with. So why don't we open that up? That is the Guinness beer, of course. And when we talk about brewing in Ireland, Irish beer goes back a long time. But what's interesting is people think Guinness, which is the stout, Guinness is the number one style of beer in Ireland, and that is not the case. 60% of the beer sold in Ireland is a lager, whereas the next largest percentage is stout at about 35%, and ale is in the 5% category. So when we think about the stouts, first up, we think about Guinness. I mean, that's the first thing. And we've got the Guinness Draft Stout. Tommy, this is always a popular beer that's sold.
Yeah, all year round. It does very well, especially St. Paddy's Day.
Say cheers.
Let's throw you.
Oops, I took the whiskey instead of the beer. Hold on a second.
That'll open your eyes.
I'm like, wait a minute, looks a little light to me. Hold on a second. There we go. Now, again, when we look at it, this almost looks like espresso.
Yes.
Dark. People think, oh, the stout, it's going to be very, very full. It's going to be strong. That's not the case. Simone Day, when we look at a stout, it's just
dark.
Right, it's dark, just kind of the way that just the raw materials that they take and they roast the barley.
Yeah. It's very flavorful.
It is flavorful.
The flavor you get off of a stout isn't what your eyes tell you it is by the color. You would think it's going to be over the top, big, bold, tannic, whatever. It isn't.
It's like a Maduro.
Yes, it is.
A lot of Maduros are very sweet. People don't realize that. But in 1756, Arthur Guinness set up a small brewery, moved it to Dublin in 1759. While initially he brewed ale, he switched to producing porter, which is a style from London. And in the early 20th century, Guinness became the largest brewer in the world. And today, it's the largest brewer of stout, which is incredible. But when we think there's some other beers as well, that when we think of there's Smittix, there's Harp, which makes big lager. But Guinness certainly by and far, there's Murphy's Irish Stout. But anywhere you go today, pretty much Guinness is available either on tap or by the bottle. So I will say cheers to all of you.
Cheers.
Mm. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We get our St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers off with a drink and a little splash of Guinness Stout. When we come back, the National Cigar Olibation and Olibation Ceremony as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day front and center.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Cigarro Day, front and center here for St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers. And for the litation ceremony, I have pulled out a very special cigar. And if you think I'm going to talk like a leprechaun the entire show, you've got another thing coming. By the way, Sergeant Steve wearing green, I'm wearing green. Sommelier Dave wearing green. We've got Angel Benitez, the general manager, special guest of all the Corona cigars, and the Davidoff of Geneva, the senior general manager of everything. Angel, thanks for coming in wearing black. Did you not get the message that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day?
I did not. I did not.
You did not. Nice work, Angel. Nice work.
That's right. Okay. I love the fact he's got Glenfiddich on there, single malt.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, Simone, Dave? Give him the Irish green pimp hat. We'll make it look a little bit. There we go.
Up for the day.
Pimp Angel. There we go. And we're going to send this. We're going to post this on social media. Lovely. Outstanding. Angel, seriously, you look like an Irish pimp.
Thank you for having me. It fits you well.
All right. So a very special Litation cigar. 6 years ago, the great folks over at Alec Bradley decided they were going to come out with a tribute to St. Patrick's Day. And they came out with their Filthy Hooligan. It started off as the Black Market Shamrock 6 years ago. This year, a limited release, it is the Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan. Now, at one time, when it was first released 6 years ago, it was an all Candela-wrapped cigar. Green. St. Patrick's Day is green, Candela, and as we know, the Candela wrapper, what happens is the chlorophyll remains in. That's why it retains the green color. Whereas other wrappers, the chlorophyll comes out, is basically sweated out, heated out, and then what happens is you have a brown wrapper, a Maduro wrapper, a Colorado wrapper. So for a Candela, it's not known for a ton of flavor, but Candela's had a resurgence the last few years. But this year, the Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan has a unique twist. Literally, it is a barber pole style cigar with two different wrappers. First up, we've got a dark Nicaraguan Jalapa wrapper leaf, and there is a Honduran Candela. So it looks like a barber pole. So you're going to get the Candela. It's going to be more on the mild part. And then when you go to the Nicaraguan Jalapa, it's going to have a little bit different flavor. And when they look at the blend, you're talking about some Honduran, Panamanian long fillers, Sumatra binder, very, very limited cigar. There is only going to be made, I believe, 1,000 boxes of 22 cigars. Very, very limited. Suggested retail is $950, one size only, a Toro, 6 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge or 50/54 of an inch in diameter. The Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan, the cigar for Olitation ceremony today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Getting my fingers nice and warmed up here. Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. And this has got an ultra-wide ring gauge. This is, I think this could probably hold about a 200 ring gauge-sized cigar. This thing is massive. And as the ring gauges of cigars have gotten larger and wider, so too have the cutters.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I've got in my hand from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the Mala. Make America Litate Again. It's got huge four flames, big tank, feels nice in my hand. I've got it at the maximum setting, so I'm getting probably about a 2-inch flame on this Mala, the Make America Litate Again lighter, and that's what I will use today.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Angel, I'll give you that cutting device, and I will gently toast the foot of this Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan. Okay. And I cannot wait. I should say that Ralph Montero of Alec Bradley, I called Ralph about a month ago. I said, Ralph, every year I am scrambling to find a Black Market Hooligan or the release for St. Patrick's Day. So, Ralph, you have instructions. An order from the general, send me a box of the 2019 Alec Bradley Filthy Hooligan. And he did. Got it about 3 days later. It has been in my humidor aging, and I just pulled it out. Sommelier Dave, you are amongst the first in the nation to have this, as
nice.
Are you, Angel. Let me puff and rotate. Great draw.
Can't wait.
Ooh, some interesting flavors.
You get a little bit of...
Getting a little Jalapa, but at the same time, a little bit of that Candela, because they all intersect at the bottom, the foot of the cigar. Great, just great draw. Fabulous. Fantastic. Boy, that lit nicely.
Sure did.
Fantastic. Take a few puffs here. Angel, what do you think?
Actually, really good. It makes your mouth salivate. So I like that in a cigar. Good flavor.
Yeah, it's very unique. Somali Dave, what do you think?
I love it. It's got a really nice flavor. It's mild. It's not really abrasive at all. It just goes right into the mouth. These whiskeys are going to blend real well with this.
Yeah, to me, this is a medium-bodied cigar. And it's interesting because now I'm starting to get more of the Nicaraguan Jalapa wrapper, the darker
right.
part of the wrapper. And I think this cigar, as you smoke it, it's going to keep changing because of the barber pole. When you get to Candela, it's going to lighten up. You're going to get a little bit more flavor when you get to the Jalapa. Tommy, you sure you don't want one of these Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligans? Are you getting over cold? Okay, good move. So you don't want to. That's a nice thing between cigars and cigarettes. Cigarettes, people have to smoke through it. Cigars, we're not addicted. We don't smoke for the nicotine, so no big deal. All right, very nice. Again, $9.50.
Well worth it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it. This has the Cigar Dave seal of approval. Nice job to Ralph Montero, Alan Rubin, George Sosa, the Master Chief, and everybody over at, and Alec and Bradley, who also over at Alec Bradley Cigar, Alec and Bradley Rubin. I know we're involved in this, so very nice job by the Alec Bradley folks. Sommelier Dave, for our libation, Sergeant Steve, hit it.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right, tell me about the Doohans. I'm not familiar with Doohans, Sommelier Dave.
Most people aren't. I've talked to a lot of people, and they are from various parts of the country, and sometimes we'll have a whiskey or rum, a gin, and they'll say, well, I don't know where to get it. Here is a product that anyone can buy anywhere in the United States because it's featured at Walmart. It's Doohans. It's going to be very nice, light.
Wait a minute.
Delicate.
Doohans available at Walmart?
Walmart. It's
wow.
exclusively available at Walmart liquor stores. And they're
wow.
from around the nation. So if you're in Washington State or Idaho or you're in Arizona right now or Maine, Vermont, you can go to your local Walmart and find this whiskey. And it's very affordably priced. It's like $18 a bottle.
Wow. Well, let's jazz up Walmart. We'll call it Walmarché. Give it a little bit more international flavor. If I'm going to buy
one,
when people say, where do you get this Doohans? Exclusively at Walmarché. All right, so this is 18 bucks for a bottle?
Yeah, and it's going to have a little bit of toffee sweet on it.
All right.
Hints of vanilla.
Let's say cheers.
Oak. You're going to have honey on the nose, but you're going to get a real nice
wow,
smooth
this is nice.
Flavor. Yeah.
Wow. Angel, what do you think?
You can definitely taste the sweetness.
Yeah,
yeah sweetness. A little bit of warmth on the
yep.
on the back.
Sure, the alcohol.
For $18.
Right.
This is delicious. I mean, I tell you, the tasting notes on this is sweet, smooth, tad bit of warmth on the back of the palate. Let me take another sip here.
I like it. What's
wow.
nice is sometimes we talk and we have products that are regional that people can't find everywhere. This can be found everywhere.
Well, this is what it says on the back of the Doohan's Blended Irish Whiskey bottle. A beautifully light and delicate blend of Irish whiskeys, all triple distilled and matured in oak casks. This recipe captures the pleasant and approachable characteristics of an Irish whiskey. Soft, slightly toffee sweet, gently floral, and subtly oaky. This whiskey elegantly coats the palate. A fine display of traditional Irish craft and a truly fantastic whiskey. And now I'm in my Irish accent again. I can't help it. Actually, this is really $18 a bottle?
Yeah.
I'm
does,
blown away.
It does a great job coating the mouth.
It does.
It really does.
It
Tommy
really
could have this for his cold.
There
he comes.
Tommy, take this. I'm not going to tell you how much this is. Give him a. Here we go. Let's get a glass. All right. Now, this is Doohans. Are you familiar with Doohans? You haven't had it. All right,
most
let's get a microphone aren't. Over to Tommy. There we go. All right, now taste that, Tommy. We want your honest opinion.
Very good. How old is it?
It isn't. It's a blend.
It's a blend. It's a blend. So minimum 3 years, we
yeah.
know. 80 proof. How much would you pay for this bottle? What do you think this is worth?
Just maybe go lower on it.
No, just get, what would you think before I told you?
Retail, 24.
Yeah. $18 available 18. Exclusively at
Walmarché.
At Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow,
so
exactly.
It can be found everywhere in the United States.
Wow.
or maybe Mexico or whoever else.
Yes. I'm blown away by this.
Yeah.
These pretty very good. Nice. Good blends made for these stores.
Yeah, it is.
Really incredible. So if it was available, would you carry this?
I don't know. Jameson has the market. That's the problem. That's why people should venture out. Angel will tell you the same thing. Too many people drink Jameson. They leave all the great Irish whiskey on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do a big Irish whiskey tasting soon here at Davidoff in the Corona Cigar Stores?
I have one with Jameson Ambassador with Tampa Bay Whiskey Society coming
up. Well, wait
up.
A minute. You just said Jameson. We're trying to get people to taste the other whiskeys.
I have to schedule them all individually. I can't bring them all at one time.
Well, why don't we do a special thing, a ticketed event? That's what we should do, where it's just all Irish whiskeys.
Yeah.
And we feature maybe about...
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that.
That'll be pretty
cool.
We we'll do it maybe at each Corona cigar. Maybe we'll do it downtown or Sand Lake, and we'll do it here. It'll be the Cigarro Dave's Irish Whiskey Tasting Tour. Got it. Very
Got
good.
It.
And we'll talk to Jeff B. That won't be a problem. Done
no.
deal. Jeff listens to whatever I tell him.
He does.
So it's no problem. Perfect. This is I tell you, Duhans.
Yeah.
Duhans, $18.
Yeah.
I cannot. Sommelier Dave, that is a winner. That gets a 5-star selection right off the bat. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right. When we come back, give us a preview, Sommelier Dave. I think when we come back, we can probably hit 3 more. So give us selections 2 through 4.
We're going to do the Donegal Estate, and then Bron Forman has come out with their latest expression of Irish whiskey, Slane Castle. And then we should do the Lambay Small Batch.
I'll tell you what, before we do that, let's mix it up, because I want to do the Lambays together.
Yeah.
So we'll do the Donegal Estate, the Slane Castle, and then the Red Breast.
Okay.
How's that?
You got it.
All right, when we come back, we will be doing the 3, the Slane Castle, the Donegal Estate, the Red Breast. As I said, you can never go wrong with a Red Breast.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, 1 block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month you will receive 3 fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Luck of the Irish. True alpha males don't need it. But for everyone else, Cigar Dave hosts St. Patrick's Day Aaron Gobrau Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers to get the party started right.
Whoa!
For pity's sake. Miskatay, a hand please. It looks like Mick has fallen into the trash can again.
Well, Mick fuels up excessively during St. Patrick's Day. A lot of Guinness and some Irish whiskey. Aaron Gobrau, Aaron Go Puff. As today we conduct St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers from the Davidoff of Geneva Sour Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, sommelier Dave Cavanis rejoins us, and we have Angel Benitez, the senior executive general manager of all of the Corona cigars in Orlando, as well as Davidoff, and Tommy Diadio, the senior executive VP of spirits procurement, is roaming around. I think there's just another shipment coming in of some Irish whiskey, because people are already drinking so much of it today in anticipation of St. Patty's Day tomorrow. Sommelier Dave, we started with the Doohans, $18 available exclusively at Walmarchet as we Walmart jazzed up Walmart. That's incredible. Donegal Estate is our next selection. Tell me about it. I'm looking at the bottle, nice-looking Irish whiskey bottle here.
This estate was established back in 1840. What you have here is a very nice blend. You're going to have a four-year-old whiskey in hand-selected barrels, delicate nose, buttered popcorn and banana, tropical fruit taste. It's going to have a short finish.
What are we, at a movie? Popcorn and bananas? What is this, a Sunday shop here?
This could be a movie.
Dave, is this the right one here?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
That's it.
What did I do with the other one? Did you take away?
Yes.
Oh, you took it? Okay, fantastic. All right, so this is the Donegal Irish whiskey. And again, I'm not seeing an age statement on your Somalia.
No, it's a blend.
It's a blend.
It's a blend of whiskeys. The youngest is 4 years old.
Let me swirl it around. Wow, getting some nice honey notes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say cheers.
Get a little butter popcorn and banana bread on that, on the flavor.
Sure you do, somebody, Dave. No, I'm kidding. Yes, you know what? Just like I'm at the AMC movie theater right now with a big bucket of popcorn. No, actually, I'll tell you what you get. You do get that little buttery note to
you
it.
Do.
That buttery creaminess.
You do.
I'm not getting popcorn per se, but that buttery, and I'm getting a little, you said the toffee?
Yeah, a little bit of toffee on it.
Yeah, this is sweet. This is smooth. This is nice. All right, Somani, Dave, how much?
We're looking at $24 a bottle.
This is another five-star selection. This is fantastic. I mean, the Slane Castle, or I mean, the Donegal Estate.
Right.
Where can you see
next.
That bottle one more time? Now, Somani, Dave, this is not available just at Walmart. This is
No, this is everywhere in throughout the United States, wherever it has been presented to the local distributors and all that.
And what region of Ireland is this distilled? Do you know?
I'll tell you the truth. No, I'm not familiar with exactly where in Ireland. With it being a blend, they're taking barrels from all of Ireland.
But this is smooth. Angel, what'd you think?
It's very smooth. And it has that, like, buttery sweetness to it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the adjectives that we use when we're saying toffee and honey, mm-hmm. you're literally not going to taste like a toffee candy bar, but you're going to get subtle notes,
correct.
Subtle hints of that, and definitely getting that buttery creaminess mm-hmm. with a little bit of sweetness, a little mm-hmm. bit. To me, it just had almost a little sugary, like a brown sugar mm-hmm. into it. So, Donegal, another five-star selection for $24. You can't go wrong.
And now we're going to run into Slane Castle.
Tell me about Slane. This has got a very unique bottle. They're all dark, almost like a black bottle here.
This is Brown-Forman's version of Irish whiskey. It's going to be in three different casks. Virgin cask, seasoned cask, sherry oloroso cask.
And it's right on the label. They showed the three different casks.
Correct. So the virgin's going to be from a medium charred, heavy toast barrel, which will contribute flavors of toasted oak and vanilla. You always get vanilla from the oak. And then the seasoned cask is from a Tennessee whiskey and bourbon barrel. Wonder what that could be. Maybe Jack Daniels.
Could be.
It's going to give flavors of caramel, plum, banana, again, butterscotch. So that's going to hold true with a lot of Irish whiskeys, the banana. And then the Oloroso sherry cask will give flavors of raisin and spice.
Yeah, I'm getting a little spice, almost lemony aroma on the nose. Let me say cheers. We'll take a sip.
I like it. I got a little bit of the sweetness off of it.
Wow, this has definitely got more of the cask notes to it.
Correct.
A little more spiciness. Does have a raisiny type of finish.
You can actually get the bourbon.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bourbon comes out on
mm-hmm.
this. It's really good.
And it's really affordable. It's $25 a bottle. It's
Man,
unique.
Phenomenal.
And it's the same way I like the Glenfiddich 15-year-old, because you got those three different barrels. So what happens is every time you taste it, you're going to pick up another nuance
yep.
of the flavor profile and on the nose.
So far, all three of these are five-star selections.
100%.
You cannot go wrong. All these are fantastic. Somalia, Dave, add that to my,
you got
my
it.
Big, I'm going to take that, too.
And to Tommy's point, there is life after Jameson's.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
I agree.
Totally. Totally. But again, when you have that one brand that's so popular for so many years, and remember, there was not a big resurgence, so Jameson's
correct.
Was primarily it. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing the Tullamore Dews that came out,
right.
and we're seeing the Bushmills and Slane Castle, relatively new offering, because now you have all these distilleries. There's over, 20 distilleries now?
Correct.
And again, from the time they started distilling, remember, 3 years has to pass. So now we're starting to see the fruits of their labor. All right, next up, with our remaining minute, let's go to the Red Breast.
So we have the Red Breast here, and it is aged in sherry cask between 9 and 12 years old.
Is this it right here? Somebody
yes.
Gave? Okay.
It's going to have a lot of nice little different flavors and nuances in it.
Okay, you did change this, correct? I want to just be sure.
Yeah, that's it.
You positive?
That's it.
Positive. Okay, good.
Definitely.
All right, got to be sure.
I wouldn't pull your leg.
All right, there you go. Now, this is a very big, wow, this has almost a maple.
Yeah.
A
little bit drier,
nose.
But it's really tasty.
We'll say cheers.
You know, the neat thing about these whiskeys, you don't get, when you open your mouth up,
wow.
you don't get that alcohol burn off
no,
of it.
No, no, no
real
smokiness,
smooth.
No warmth. This is just sweetness. Red Breast, how much
yeah.
a bottle, Tom? How much?
$65.
So definitely, and this is, does this have an age statement on it?
No. It's between 9 and 12 years old.
Mm. Outstanding. So we have tasted the Duhins, the Donegal Estate, the Slane Castle, and the Red Breast Irish whiskeys, all four phenomenal. Cannot go wrong. And even if you know nothing about Irish whiskey, now you will by listening to today's St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show. You pick anything. Pick a couple of bottles. Sample. Try it. Experiment. Enjoy. St. Patrick's Day celebratory maneuvers continue. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show next.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is the weapon.
I throw like an arrow on him. And he bust his window.
As he says, the gunman cursed at him and yelled he was going to kill them all before speeding away. I'm Ben Thomas.
Investigators started studying the cockpit, a voice recorder of the crashed Ethiopian Airlines jet. The French Air Accident Investigation Agency, BEA, tweeted the technical work on the recorder began Saturday. Also work resuming on the flight's data recorders, which also known as the black boxes. They were sent to France because the BEA has extensive expertise in analyzing such devices. Experts from the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and the manufacturer Boeing among those also involved in the investigation. 157 people died in that crash. President Trump made good on the threat this week.
Today I am vetoing this resolution.
Using his veto power for the first time since he became president, Mr. Trump nixed congressional rejection of his emergency declaration to secure money for a border wall, saying Congress was reckless in their action. A dozen GOP senators joined Democrats. This is townhall.com.
First Mortgages. Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage. 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
If you're an egg eater, listen up. There's new research about eggs that's likely to rekindle debate on whether we should be eating them.
In the 1980s, eggs were widely shunned as a cholesterol-rich contributor to heart disease. They made a comeback after dietary guidelines were relaxed. Now comes a study that comes down somewhere in the middle. The research, a review of several previous studies, is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It says adults who ate more than 1.5 eggs a day had a slightly higher risk of heart disease and of dying early than those who ate no eggs. So are eggs good for you or bad for you? Nutritionists say neither. That they can be a good part of a diet that emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, and nuts. I'm Warren Levinson.
On this date in 1966, NASA launched Gemini 8 on a mission to rendezvous and dock with Agena, a target vehicle in orbit, but docking was successful, but the vehicles began spinning and Gemini had to disconnect. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Federal appeals court is telling Mississippi lawmakers to redraw a state Senate district where a judge found that black residents there
Their voting power had been diluted.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals gave the order Friday, denying a request by state officials to delay the impact of a ruling that U.S. District Judge Carlton Reese issued last month. Reese had said that District 22 should be redrawn because it fails to give African-American voters an equal opportunity to elect a candidate of their choice. Three black residents sued the state over the composition of the district that stretches from the majority black Delta into majority white Madison County. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virginia State Police trying a novel approach to recruiting new police officers. They're going to the movies. A 30-second promotional video being played at theaters in Virginia, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia ahead of the next basic session scheduled early next year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We have so far, for St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers, have sampled four magnificent Irish whiskeys, reasonably priced, all delicious, all smooth, all tasty. And it begs to ask the question, why is Irish whiskey not more popular? It is growing by leaps and bounds, but to me it is still the hidden gem of whiskeys. And the good news is we have one more hour to sample 20 more Irish whiskeys, so that by the time you walk into a liquor store or your favorite spirits store, you will know what to look for. You will have tasting notes. You will be an Irish whiskey connoisseur by the time we are done this hour. We welcome you back front and center for St. Patrick's Day Irish Whiskey Tasting Maneuvers. Front and center from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. And I can tell you that St. Patrick's Day festivities have begun early. We started yesterday, even though St. Patrick's Day is not until tomorrow. You got to get the weekend off right. It could not occur at a better time. Actually, if St. Patrick's Day was on a Saturday, like today, would be perfect. Yeah. It should be celebrated probably like the second Saturday of every March.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, you have Friday to get all
right,
enjoyed, get things going, Saturday to really enjoy yourself, and then Sunday to relax and recoup. And then Monday you go back, get back into things. But in any event, it's an entire weekend of St. Patrick's Day celebratory maneuvers. We have, during the break, I can tell you that we chowed down on some corned beef and cabbage. We had some incredible bangers in the shepherd's pie. Extra
delicious.
Well done with the mashed potatoes toasted at the top. And then, of course, we had some fish and chips. So you can't go wrong with all those. And the corned beef and cabbage, if there's one dish, it's Irish corned beef and cabbage. Cannot go wrong with that. Now, before we get back to Sommelier Dave and Angel Benitez, our two guests today, let me tell you that if you would like to follow along and get a printout of every single Irish whiskey that we are tasting. Go to CigarDave.com. At the end of the show, we will have a PDF with pictures as well as a tasting description and price of all the Irish whiskeys we are sampling today. Print that, take that to your retailer, and you will be good to go. And don't forget, follow me along at social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Twitter is where I reside most of the time, but Sergeant Steve does a great job with Instagram and Facebook. But Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show, is my handle, and follow me along, not just for cigar and alpha male-related maneuvers. We get into politics. I get into anything that I enjoy, whether it's aviation, sports, Buffalo Bills, Syracuse Orange Men, Tampa Bay Lightning, Buffalo Sabres, you name it, we get into it, fear not. All right. Let me reintroduce our guest. First up, sommelier Dave Cavanis, our resident sommelier who's been doing this with us, I don't know, 20-some-odd years?
It's over 20 years, yeah, General.
Hard to believe.
It
incredible.
It sure is.
And this is,
I think, it's been fun.
And the great thing is every year, no matter if we do champagne or sparkling wine,
right,
we do Irish whiskey, we do cognac, or we do Cabernet Sauvignon, there's always new spirits and wines to try.
And that's the best thing about it. I was just going to say that. For all the years doing bourbon, there's all these other bourbons now that have come on. Look at all the different Irish whiskeys.
That's right.
At the end of the year when we do the sparkling wine show, I've always got a nice French champagne or an American sparkling wine to bring and turn you on to, and it's really unique.
And when we talk about Irish whiskeys, it really went into a long period of decline, but it started a renaissance, a resurgence, much like cigars did. Cigars about 23, 24 years ago, but when you look at Irish whiskeys, probably in the last 7-8 years, we've seen a major explosion. And Angel Benitez, the senior executive general manager of all the Corona cigar stores in Orlando, three in Orlando, and the Davidoff and Geneva store and lounge here in Tampa, you now have full liquor bars at all of the locations, and you've seen an increase, a big spike in Irish whiskeys as well.
We have. Jameson, you know, still holds strong. But, you know, it's kind of funny because there's so many other Irish whiskeys out there, and I think Tullamore Dew is a really, really good one.
And we've got them. We're going to sample that. Yeah. Somebody, Dave, turned us on to that about 3 years ago.
Yeah, about 3 years
and
ago.
And that's grown like crazy. They've repackaged beautiful packaging. And we've got a couple that I'm looking here that I'm not familiar with. Lambay, their small batch and Lambay single malt. Sommelier Dave, tell me about Lambay.
So right off the coast of Ireland, which is Irish territory, is an island called Lambay. The whiskey is brought to the island in cognac barrels. And because it's on the island, it gets all that sea salt, which will give it a little iodine, and the cask will be exposed to all that very nice sea salt air. So Lambay here, we've got your single malt and a small batch. Thank you very much. So we're going to go off with the single malt first. It's going to have a really nice mahogany brown color to it. The aroma is going to be malt, green fruit. Here's your ripe bananas again, that one you like. And you're going to taste a little coconut, malt, and dry berries and fruit with this. It's going to be real nice. You got a little bit of spiciness to this.
Well, as I look at the bottle, this reminds me exactly of the Breckenridge American whiskey bottle.
Yes.
It's the same exact
same
bottle.
Same exact bottle.
Same bottle. I looked at it, but again, I love the packaging. Definitely not your traditional, a little bit more edgy. Almost looks like there's a penguin. Looks like a guy that looks like a penguin almost with the tuxedo. There's a bird. There's a plane on here. And again, when I look at this, to me, this screams fun.
Yeah.
This screams fun.
Definitely.
So this is the Lambay single malt finished in cognac cask. Triple distilled, blended with their Lambay Island Trinity well water, finished in a cognac cask. I cannot wait to get to this.
You're looking around $53 a bottle for this. And as far as the glass goes, there's only so many glass makers, and they're out selling glassware to the different distilleries. So that's where you'll get the repetition on whether it's whiskey, rum, vodka. You'll get the same looking glass.
Well, I'll tell you, this right off the bat,
A lot going on.
Sweetness, some sizzle on here, some spice. Take another sip.
Yeah, that's for it being aged out there the island.
Not. It doesn't. It's not super sharp where it's going to knock you down, but it's got a little bit of that sizzle coming down. Angel, what'd you think?
You know, it's pretty good. You get that little sweetness and then that spice.
I'm getting the cognac, that little finish too on it. I'm going to take that one too, Sommelier
Dave.
These are unbelievable. I mean, every one, Sommelier Dave, every one that you have selected so far has been outstanding.
Well, General, the pressure is always on to give you the top of the line, so I'm very fortunate that the brands I represent are of that quality.
Now, this to me, I'm getting on the palate here. I'm getting a little bit, trying to think, a little cognac, a little bit of almost a...
Malt? Coconut?
Not a malt, not a coconut. I'm trying to, it's almost, it's a sweet raisiny type of, of taste. I can't
dried
pinpoint
berries.
It. Yeah.
And it hits you in the front of the mouth. Too.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, like a little sizzle,
yep.
And then it tames right down.
Yep.
But this is delicious. Fantastic. Now, next up from by the way, who, Lambay, is that a new distillery that's
Yeah, it's brand new. It's brought to the United States by a cognac supplier, Camus. This is their, what's happening is the suppliers are all branching out. They have tequila, they have vodka, they have whiskey, and this is their Irish whiskey.
Let me take a look at the other, I just noticed this, on the back label, they actually have a taste grid where here are the different, it's a circle, and they've got balanced, fruity, floral, woody, malty, salty, spicy, sweet, body. And what they do is they actually have a little grid on here.
Yeah.
And Sergeant Steve, we'll post this, because on the one that we just had, the Lambay single malt finished in cognac, basically it tends towards the fruity, the floral, the woody, the malty, and the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go to the Lambay small batch blend Irish whiskey. Also, this is the small batch blend.
Correct.
But this is the single... This is the single malt. Wait, is that which one was the single malt that we just had?
Yeah, that's single malt that we just had. Now we're going to the
So this is the small batch. Okay, so we reversed them. Okay.
Right.
So basically, all right, so let me just I made a little mistake. Okay, got it. Now, so the Lambay whiskey, this one, it says looking at this particular, this is going to be more sweet and spicy. It just
and
goes
floral,
right on there.
Right.
Yeah, little bit of floral, but not it really tends towards the sweet and spicy. So let me pour that. We'll take that. And again, looking at this, a little bit lighter in complexion.
Yes.
A little bit lighter in complexion. So let me swirl this around here.
With it being a single batch, you're not going to get, you know, the different
we'll say cheers.
Colors of the different blends and all that that you have.
Nice. Definitely sweet and spicy.
Yep.
They hit it right on the nose.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
this is great,
tasty.
Too.
That's $30 a bottle, $30.
So you get the wood. That's really good, which is the spice. And then a little bit of sweetness to it.
Yeah, you get
it's
that.
It's a little
like,
lighter on the palate also.
Correct.
A little bit lighter on the, it's not as viscous as the other because of the cognac. But I got to put this one too. I love this.
Just hit it over there
I gotta tell
with
you.
Steve.
I mean, if I never had another bourbon or scotch whiskey and just had all of these, you could be very
something.
Happy.
Sure.
I mean, this is a – I think more people need to be turned on to Irish whiskey.
Sure.
And I think that triple fermentation process – explain that again, Sommelier Dave, why that's so important.
Well, because it softens it up. When you do the double distillation at the end of it, you're going to have a little bit of the harshness from that last distillation. So when you do a third distillation, it softens it up. Plus the fact that it's either column distilled, which is continuous distilled, or pot still, which is just one particular distillation, and they do that three times. Just softens it up all the way around.
And let me take a puff of my Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan Barber Pole, and it pairs up perfectly with every single Irish whiskey. I don't know if Alec Bradley... If Alan Rubin and Ralph Montero, George Sosa, if they intended to do that, but this just pairs beautifully with any Irish whiskey. It is just so smooth, and it just it's very complimentary. One doesn't overpower the other.
No, very nice.
All right, next up, we're going to go into Tullamore Dew. Now, somebody, Dave, you exposed me to Tullamore Dew. That was a relatively new single malt, or correction, new Irish whiskey about 5 years ago. Maybe a little bit longer you introduced me to Tullamore Dew. The bottles were different. They've rebranded it.
Correct.
It's much more elegant, much more noticeable on a shelf now.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to the 1700s, Tullamore Dew, where they started and everything, and a stable boy, who then eventually became the president of the distillery, has taken it to where it is today. Of course, he has passed many years ago, but his great-grandson now is running it, and his name was Dewey. Dawson E. Williams, and that's where the Dew comes from. It's from the town of Tullamore.
Ah, that's what D-E-W.
Yeah, that's his initials. That's his last
name.
His first name, middle name, and last name.
All right, now, Tullamore Dew.
Which just opened up a new distillery back in 17, so it's like a year and a half old.
Okay.
They were one of the first to come and started going from three distilleries to the fourth distillery.
And we are going to be sampling five different
Tullamore
Dew.
Well, only four. Oh, I don't have the regular one. I thought you were bringing it, so I didn't bring my copy.
I thought I did. Did I not?
No.
But
that's fine, because a lot of people have tried Tullamore Dew. They've done a great marketing job. It's out everywhere.
And you can't go wrong with it. It's sweet, smooth, very, very nice. And it's suggested retail for the regular Tullamore Dew.
It's like $19 a bottle.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
No.
All right, so we've got the Tullamore Dew.
We got the 12-year-old.
12.
We've got the 14-year-old.
And we got the 10.
We got the 10, the 12, the 14, and the Caribbean cask.
Okay, we don't have the cider cask.
No.
Okay, got it. So let me scratch that one off. So we've got the 10, the 12, the 14, and the rum cask.
Yes.
So this is going to be interesting. So let's start with the Tullamore Dew 12. We've got that right here.
There, yep.
All right, fantastic. We're going to pour this in.
You're going to get a little bit of spice on this. It's going to have a deep, robust taste. It's going to be creamy.
Well, I'm getting some pear right on the nose.
Yeah.
Big time pear. This has some serious sizzle to it.
Yeah.
This is very rich. When it hits the palate, it's very, I would say, explosive. It's profound.
Very.
It's not light. It's not overpowering, but it definitely, you know that it has arrived when you taste it. Very nice. What do you think, Angel?
Tullamore Dew is one of my favorites, so I really enjoy this a lot.
Yeah, this has got a lot of complexity to it.
It does.
Some woodiness to it, complexity. Samani, Dave, Tullamore Dew 12. Price.
Yeah, you're looking at $44, $45 a bottle.
Very nice. You sell Tullamore Dew, Angel. Do we have Tullamore Dew here?
We do. We have, you know, it's funny because Tullamore Dew is right now, if I'm not mistaken, the only Irish whiskey that has the age statements, where Jameson kind of got away from that. You know, so Tullamore Dew has the 12, the 15, the 18. So it's really good.
I think Jameson did because, you know, when you lay something down, it takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're selling so much whiskey, I don't think they can afford to put barrels down to age them. They need all the whiskey they can go to market with.
Yes, they do.
Well, when you think about it, the minimum on the Tullamore Dew 12, the minimum whiskey is aged 12 years. So there could be older whiskeys
right.
that are in there. We don't
yes.
know, but we know for sure minimum is 12 years. Now, is that is a blended whiskey, the Tullamore Dew 12?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
All of them. With the exception that we got the single malt coming up, which is only from one distillery.
Right, from the Tullamore Dew distillery.
Okay, so next up, let's do the Tullamore Dew single malt. Are you want to do the 12? Because that's fine. Let's do the 12. Well, we did the 12.
Yeah. No, we did the 10. That was the 10 we were doing.
Oh, that was the 10? Okay, so that was the 10-year-old.
Now we're into the 12.
Okay, so this is going to be the 12 now. And then we have the single malt 14. Okay, I'm mixed up here, so let me redo. Our list is a little bit wrong. So we've got the Tullamore Dew 10-year single malt. Then we've got the Tullamore Dew 12,
mm-hmm.
which is a blend. Then we have the
14-year-old.
Okay, Tullamore Dew 14 single malt. Okay, and then we have the Tullamore Dew Caribbean rum cask finish. Okay, so next up we've got the Tullamore Dew 12, and this is, again, a blended whiskey, but
right.
minimum age statement 12 years of age. So let me put that in my special tasting glass. Oops. I need the... There we go. The bucket. Fantastic. All right. So let me pour this in. Excellent. And I'll swirl this around. I want to see... I'm getting a mustiness almost on the nose. Are you noticing that? Almost has like a musty... Like almost like walking into a home that hasn't been air conditioned ultra low, you know, in the summer. You get that little bit of mustiness.
Barnyard.
Yeah, barnyard type aroma. So we'll say cheers. Wow. This has some serious sizzle.
Heat. Yeah, a lot of flavor.
Yeah, flavor, some sizzle, some heat. What do you think, Angel?
I like it. It does have the sizzle front of the mouth, and it kind of disappears. So it's really good. You get that spice, and then it levels off.
Yeah, sizzle, spice, not a lot of heat, but just enough taste, just a different personality than the 10-year-old. It's amazing the two-year difference, what that makes.
Well, in the barrel like that, it'll give a lot of spice for a whiskey in the barrel.
Well, and remember another thing. The 10-year was a single malt, so one distillery. This could come from multiple distilleries. So
no, it's all coming from...
Oh, from the same distillery.
Right.
Okay, so the single malt then comes from one batch.
Right.
Okay, so for this, the 10-year-old single malt, one batch, whereas now we're getting the 12-year-old could be in a number of different batches, and that's why you get a little bit more, 2 years more aging, you get a little more sizzle, a little bit more spice.
There we go.
Oh, perfect. There we go. We've got that right there. So next up, we're going to go to the Tullamore Dew 14 single malt. So we're back into a single malt expression.
Right.
All right. Tell me about this, Somalia Dave.
So the minimum age on this is going to be 14 years. You're going to get a lot of flavors going back and forth on this. It's going to have some really nice toasty notes to it. It'll get a little bit of the... fruit flavors. I don't want to say banana again because Dave will throw me to the popcorn gods over there in the movie theater. It's going to have really nice, soft,
very soft
finish.
Very. I'm noticing it right off the bat.
It's that soft, last year of...
Yeah, soft and smooth, a little bit of sweetness, not that sizzle and that spice. One more sip here.
I like that. That should go good with the cigar.
Kind of, you get the fruit as well.
Yeah, very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's smooth. Very smooth. That one... Those all go back with me. I got to tell you that, Somalia Dave.
Yeah.
I love the Tullamore Dews. These are fantastic. This 14 is fantastic. Now we go.
And you're looking, now we're starting to go up in the range of prices.
Yeah, prices.
You're like about $65 for that.
And the 12-year is how much?
The 12-year is $49.
Okay, so we went from $10.45, the 12 is $49, the 14 is $65, but worth it. Very, very smooth.
Very.
Can't go wrong with that.
And
now we move into
the
Caribbean
rum
cask. Tell me about this one.
So what they've done is they've taken their whiskey, their 12-year-old whiskey, and put it in some really nice rum cask that they've got. And that's for a sweet tropical notes. So you'll get maybe a little bit of plum out of that on the tropical
and I love
side.
It looks tropical with the green and the almost like the manila-colored label. Very, very nice. We'll say cheers.
Real flavor.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting some of that rum, no doubt about it. What do you think, Angel?
You know, you get that rum in the back at the finish.
Yep.
You know, it's really good.
Yeah, I would say profound notes of the rum finish with a little bit more warmth, but
you know,
still
is,
very approachable.
This is coming back to affordability. It's like $23 a bottle.
You know what? The Balvenie, one of my favorites.
The rum cask.
Is the rum cask.
It's a 14-year.
That's right. And this, to me, what's the price on this?
$23.
Okay. You could substitute this for the Balvenie,
yeah.
Which is what, 70?
Yeah, and, yeah, and easily.
25, what did you say, 24 bucks?
$24.
This is the steal of the century, the Tullamore Dew Caribbean Rum Cask Finish Irish Whiskey.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm excited to tell you about a special broadcast I'm going to be doing on my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, on May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM. I have a special guest coming. Her name is Carrie Newcomer, and she's incredible. She's an American singer, songwriter, and author. She's produced 16 solo CDs and has received numerous awards for her music and related charitable activities. What's really important is that Carrie is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. She helped me survive the incredibly difficult journey of grief when my husband died. So I talked to Carrie, and she is coming on my show, and we're going to talk together about surviving grief through music. So please join us on Saturday, May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about grief and how you can survive.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Command Center Alpha has gone green. No, not in the liberal, whack-job, pinko, commie, tree-hugging type way. It's St. Patrick's Day Aaron Gobra whiskey-tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show. Who's the wise guy that crossed out bra and put brazier on the script? Aaron Go Brazier. Nice.
Voice talent Ed always brings a unique perspective to our St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers. There will be no new Green Deal anywhere within a 10,000-mile radius of Command Center Alpha. Tommy DiAdio has rejoined us from Davidoff and Corona Cigars, Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars, Angel Benitez, Sommelier Dave Cabanas, the General Front and Center. All right, we have sampled now a total of 9 Irish whiskeys. We've got 24 on our list. We're going to try to hit as many as we can, but we've got some Irish cocktails. So Sommelier Dave, next up.
Well, we're going to do a Five Farms Irish Cream. Bailey sells tremendous in the market, so this is a new group that just came out with a Irish whiskey that solicits its cream from 5 different farms in the Cork County, Ireland.
We'll say cheers. So this already is an Irish cream liqueur ready to go.
Yes, but one thing people don't realize, there is no actual law on how much whiskey can be put into a Irish cream liqueur. The majority of them are under 1%. This actually has 10% Irish whiskey triple distilled.
The dames would love this. Very sweet. Too
yes.
sweet for me, but the dames would love it. Angel?
It's like dessert.
It is like dessert. It's like eating, almost like a chocolate cake. Yeah.
It tastes like that Werther's. Was it Werther's? How do you say it?
Werther's.
Werther's.
Werther's, yeah, the toffee candy.
It gets butterscotch, caramel,
yeah,
fondue, vanilla bean.
Not my thing. How much is a bottle of that?
$30 a bottle, and it's put in this retro-looking...
Yeah, it looks like an old milk bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So our first drink of the day will be the Irish toast.
The Irish toast.
Right.
I've heard of Cuban toast, but Irish toast.
Tell me about it. We're doing an ounce of Five Farms and half an ounce of Slane Castle whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Sweetness with kick.
Yeah. You can also use
the
Five
gentlemen.
Farms in with...
Woof.
Coffee, if you wanted to so do so, with the liqueur.
Yeah, a little
this
too sweet
not
for
you,
me, but yeah, not me.
But there are a lot of dames out there listening to your program
oh, yeah.
that would love this.
All right, Irish coffee. Tommy, how do you make Irish coffee here at Davidoff of Geneva Store?
Coffee, Jameson, whipped cream, and cream the mint on top.
And you know what? If you got a little sore throat going on, that's
yeah.
always good for you. Nice and hot.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with
Hotty
that.
Toddy.
Hot toddy. Now, Somadi, Dave, you have a Gaelic Alpha Punch that you have got. So let me, you have it, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I do have it. I just got to find it. Here it is. So the Gaelic go back to taking a bottle of Slane Castle with 40 ounces of boiling water. Take 3/4 cup of raw sugar. Then you'll take the strips of zest from 6 lemons.
That's way too complicated for me, the zest.
Yeah.
I'll just take some lemon and put it in. How's that?
Plus then you take 6 thin lemon slices studded with cloves of garlic for garnish, 4 cloves. Put it all together. It takes a couple of hours to do that.
Sounds like a condom studded for her pleasure.
So you let it stand after you bring it all to a boil in that for about 1 to 2 hours.
Okay.
And that's it. That's it.
All right.
And
you
enjoy.
Got a sample here. Let me take a little sip here. We'll say cheers on that.
No strubit.
Oh, is that sweet? But that's delicious. Nice
and
warm.
Is.
Very nice. I
nice,
like that.
Nice presentation,
but it's not
too.
As sweet as the Irish toast that we have. So that's why the alpha connotation, alpha males can still enjoy that. Very nice. And now you've got one other one, an Irish high... Is there another one that we have? A highball. Irish highball.
Yeah, the Irish highball would be you take your Irish whiskey, whether it's Tullamore Dew, Slane, whatever it would be, add ginger ale and a slice of lemon.
Mm-hmm. And you're good to go.
Out the door.
Easy. All right, now next up, I'm looking at some very interesting bottles. This has a more traditional feel to it. It's called the Irishman.
The Irishman.
This relatively new Sommelier, Dave?
About 1.5 years it's been on the market.
So, again, we're seeing many more new Irish whiskeys that have finally come to market after the big expansion of distilleries in Ireland.
Yes, you have. So what we're going to start off with is the Founders Reserve. You're going to get a lot of nice spicy zest on there, and it's going to be pot-stilled spice malt. Dark chocolate, bourbon, oak, and creme caramel.
All right.
It's going to have a nice long finish to it.
All right. What do you think, Tommy? You just had it. I'm just pouring it now.
It's okay. It's not my favorite.
I'll say cheers. Wait a minute.
I'm not getting any of those flavors in there.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
Not. Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's okay.
Hey,
yeah, it's
goodbye.
Not.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not. There's nothing like all the other Irish whiskeys that we sampled. Either had the sweetness, the sizzle, the notes of sherry, the smoothness. This to me is just kind of not doing much for me.
It's the Walmart one was better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Well, how much is this?
It was $29.
Yeah,
yeah. And the Duane's was $18.
Yeah.
Yeah,
almost a little bit of like bitterness there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's just flat.
Yeah.
Flat. Flat is what I would say. All right, Somalia Dave, we'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay, very good. We got a 12-year-old with it now.
Okay.
It's a single malt, 12-year-old. It's going to be full of rich flavors, sweet vanilla, of course, from the oak, some black peppercorns, and succulent fruit in the midsection.
Yeah, this is a little better.
Should be a full body on this.
Yeah, it is a fuller body. Yep, Tommy?
That one's better.
Yeah, definitely better. Yeah,
you know, you
better.
Might get a little bit of cream, some dark chocolate to it.
Mm. I'm just noticing it's more body, more complexity, a little bit more woodiness. Yeah. Angel, what do you think?
Yeah. Tingles the tongue.
Yeah, it still tingles the tongue. You get the spice.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
All right, suggested retail on this?
We're looking at $45.
Okay. Again, still the Duane's for $18 or the Donegal Estate or the Slane Castle. To me,
yeah.
Just love those. The Slane Castle was how much, Somalia, Dave?
Slane Castle was $17.
$17.
Wow. That's a win.
Yeah. That is a winner. I mean,
I'm sorry, $25.
Still a winner. Still an absolute winner, no doubt about it. All right, so let's do this. Let's try the Irishman small batch. We'll try that.
They have a small batch single malt.
Okay.
It's going to have some on your nose, ripe fruit, luscious peach, dried apricot. On the palate, you're going to get the vanilla sweetness, granola, toasted almonds. But the finish should be long, lingering.
Sounds like cereal.
Crunchy granola. They're going to be wearing Birkenstocks, too. No Birkenstocks here on the Cigar Dave Show. Let's take a sip here. This is the Irishman single malt.
I got a little sweetness on the finished palate.
It's okay.
It's light. But, again, nothing that says,
wow.
Got to have that.
Yeah, it doesn't
There's
have
no
the
wow factor to it.
Yep.
All right, so next up we're going to.
What did that one cost?
That one's $45 also.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not. The Irishman will take off the list. I would say it's not bad. It's good, but not great.
No.
Not for
no.
the price. When you're looking at some others that are $18.24, that we other have, that Tullamore Dew 24, that Caribbean cask, can't go wrong with that. Just phenomenal. All right, so next up we have the Kinahans.
Kinahans.
Nice looking bottle. Very light
bottle.
Almost a straw. This reminds me almost of a. Champagne. It's a straw yellow color.
Yeah, it's going to be light in flavor and light in color. It's going to be a small batch whiskey. Very nice. A lot of flavor profiles going in there. Some spice.
American oak. You called it.
Yeah. American oak.
Yeah, it's got some oak. It's got a little bit of warmth, a little sizzle in there. Very, very light.
At about $59 a bottle.
Wow. Mm.
You call that right off
the Yeah,
you
I don't
that right off the bank.
Yeah, wow. it's to me it's light, but again, when I look at the value proposition, compared to some of the others that we've tried, there's the adage that more expensive means better does not apply in any way, shape, or form to these Irish whiskeys.
That would pair nice with a cigar, though.
That would. Now we go to the Lord Lieutenant's Kinahan's single malt Irish whiskey.
It's a 10-year-old single malt.
All right,
you're going to get some citrus on the nose with some maybe green apple. Slight hint of brandy, cherry, and vanilla. You should get some spice on the palate with the pepper.
All right, let me say cheers.
On the finish should be a little bit of milk chocolate.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a. It's called the Lord Lieutenant's Kinahans. What do you think, Tommy?
That was good, too.
Yeah, that's got more
that's
flavor.
That's what the price is. What is
that's,
it?
Yeah, what's the
that's
price
on $59.
Wow. Again, when I'm looking, it's good, but to me... If this was in the 25, 28, I'd say, yep.
Even the 30s.
Even the 30s. But when you look at that 59, is that a relatively new distillery?
Brand new. We just picked it up a couple months ago.
Okay.
Within 6 months.
That's good. It's definitely got some more complexity, a little bit more of that woody note to it. But, again, we're looking at that $59 price, and that makes a very big difference.
So now we're going to your Bushes.
Ah, we're going... To get some Bush.
Oh.
Who doesn't like...
We're going to start off with the Black Bush.
The Black Bush. Okay.
We're still looking for the Blonde Bush.
No blonde bush. We haven't found blonde bush.
Okay. Then we'll do red bush after this.
And then Brazilian bush, which is no bush. As you can see, we're having a great time. Enjoy all these Irish whiskeys. We are the most politically incorrect program in the history of mankind, and we are damn proud of it. All right, we'll say cheers on this. This is the, again, the Bushmills Black Bush.
Yeah, you're going to get a high amount of malt whiskey matured in Oloroso sherry cask. So it's going to give you some sweetness.
Yeah, it's got complexity.
It's some
nice.
Grain
it does. It's
from
nice.
The grain whiskey.
Yeah, I can definitely get a little bit of spice and clove on the top of my tongue.
With that is, with that sweetness?
Yeah, what's the age on this?
Yeah, it should be very well balanced.
No age
smooth.
Statement.
No.
No age statement.
At all.
So suggested retail.
On this, we're looking at $30.
Okay. Yeah. So when I look at $30 on this Bushmills Black Bush, and then we look at the Irishman in the 45, to me, there's no comparison. This, to me, with the taste, if you like a fuller flavored Irish whiskey with some of the woody notes and the zestiness, the Bushmills Black Bush. Now we go to the Red Bush.
The Red Bush. Triple distilled. It's going to be really well-rounded. It's going to be matured in bourbon casks.
All right. We'll say cheers on that. Whoa. That has some serious sizzle to it and some spice. What do you think, Tommy?
That one's very light. It's lighter than
you
the other
was
one.
Light?
Lighter than the other one.
I got some more sizzle on the palate.
It's got more flavor. It's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
But the other one had more alcohol.
Right.
To me, the other one had more of the woody notes.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
this has less.
More.
Yeah. But this is nice. If you want a Irish whiskey that doesn't have a lot of the wood notes to it, the oak, then the Red Bush would be the way to go. Suggested retail on this?
$25.
Yeah,
again,
so that's cheap.
Yeah, we're talking value proposition. Bushmills has been around for a long time.
Yeah, they sure have.
This is not relatively recent.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
To join, go to CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, And in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart.
And we are all Irish on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow as we enjoy St. Paddy's Day weekend. Front and center, we have conducted and we are conducting Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers from the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge in the cigar city of Tampa. We have moved our Ford Theater of Operations. And I will tell you that in my hometown of Buffalo, specifically South Buffalo, I will guarantee you that on South Park Avenue and McKinley Parkway, it is one giant St. Patrick's Day festival. Everybody enjoying their Irish whiskey, their Irish beer. Actually, they're not too picky. Any beer would be fine. In fact, the ghost of former Mayor Jimmy Griffin
still on one of his bar stools at one of the many taverns in South Buffalo, and St. Patrick's Day celebrated accordingly. Big St. Patrick's Day parade up there, as well as in many spots. We have the Green River in Chicago. That is, or the river has turned green in Chicago, here in the Cigar City of Tampa. They started that tradition about 4 or 5 years ago. Green, you have green bagels, green beer. Everything is green for St. Patrick's Day. And we rejoin now with our resident sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis, Tommy Diadio, and Angel Benitez of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge of the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando. We have three more Irish whiskeys. Sommelier Dave, next up, Red Spot 15.
Red Spot 15.
Tell me about it.
Well, they went out of production for about 50 years. They just came right back. Mm-hmm.
Just hit the market last year.
Yeah.
It's three casks, 15 years. It's been American bourbon casks, Spanish sherry butts, and Marsala wine casks. So it's triple distilled, single pot still.
All right. So what's the suggested retail on that bottle?
This one, I think, is about $90.
Wow. So this is also a higher end.
Yeah.
All right. So we're finishing on the high end.
What's really going to be unique, we haven't spoke a Madeira cask yet today.
Yeah. Wow.
And here's the very first one. This should give you a different flavor.
Totally different.
Flavor.
Totally. Loads of flavor.
Yeah.
Loads of rich spiciness.
Yeah.
Little sizzle. Take another sip.
They do yellow, green spot, and now red spot's back.
Yeah. This is a fuller flavor.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I'm getting the sherry cask. The bourbon definitely has notes of bourbon and that wood. You're getting that oakiness to it.
It might be a little cheaper. I'm not really sure because we just got this.
Very, very nice. All right, so next up we have the two Jamesons, the Jameson Caskmate Stout. Sommelier Dave, I got to believe this is aged in what? With stout or in some sort of stout?
You know, I'm
finish?
Not very well versed on this. Tommy's better.
Where's my bucket?
They do two Caskmates. One of them is an IPA. And one of them is stout. The IPA, they keep changing it. One time.
Now, is there stout? How do they do that? Is there stout?
They put it in a stout barrel to finish it.
Oh, stout barrel. Okay.
Yeah, so it's probably about 6 months, like
okay,
most people
gotcha.
Do.
Okay,
gotcha. It's probably Guinness. The IPA has changed. I know Cigar City did one of them. So
all
Jameson
right.
keeps changing the IPA one.
We'll say cheers on that one. And this is, again, the Jameson Caskmate Stout. Oh, man, I'm getting huge amounts of stout on that. Huge. A lot of flavor to it.
A lot of flavor.
You get the Irish whiskey, but that finish, that stout,
big finish.
Almost feels like there's a little bit of stout injected, but it's not. It's just the barrel. Very, very pleasant. One more sip. Nice. Very nice. Suggested retail, Tommy. What do you think?
This is probably about $38.
Great value. Yeah, now we're going to for the finale. This is our 24th and final Irish whiskey, and you thought we weren't going to get through all 24.
I didn't. But we got through all those gins, so I shouldn't be amazed.
Somebody, Dave, there's a reason I'm a 5-star general and not a buck private, my friend. I always have a plan. Next up, this is the Jameson 18-year. Tommy, this is got to be one of the more upscale, if you will, Irish whiskeys in the house.
Yeah, the best one they made was the Rares Vintage, which was up to 28 years old, and they stopped making that one. But they repackaged the 18. They kept it. That's the only one they kept with the age statement.
Whoa, this is the fullest by far. A lot of heat. I'm getting it right on the front of the tongue.
Yeah.
Let me take another sip.
And it went away for a little bit.
Yes.
And it,
went away
and,
for a
and
bit.
It just came back. Yeah.
This has a lot more complexity. Definitely more of a fuller flavored Irish whiskey. This is by far the fullest flavor Irish whiskey we have sampled. So 24 Irish whiskeys have been sampled. We gave you about 4 different Irish cocktails. Nice job, Sommelier Dave, Tommy.
My pleasure, General.
And Angel, great job. And the one takeaway I say, by the way, all of these whiskeys with our tasting notes are going to be available in just about 5 minutes at CigarDave.com and our social media. You can print and you can take it with you. All of our tasting notes along with suggested retail prices give you a nice guide. The one takeaway I would say on the Irish whiskeys is that they're all approachable, they're very smooth, price is not indicative of quality.
And there's a lot of them out there.
Tons of great ones.
It's like
and
how we talk about wines, get a couple friends, everybody bring a bottle, bring some whatever food, and enjoy a day.
Sommelier Dave Cavanis, Tommy Diadio, Angel Benitez, Sergeant Steve, thank you so much for all your assistance today, and of course the hospitality here at Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge
impeccable.
In the Cigar City. Cigar Dave the General, say Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. On this St. Patrick's Day weekend, Sagar O'Dave says, Erin go brow, Erin go puff. Bye-bye.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club.